As a mobile developer, you can likely appreciate the benefits of automating your app's build, test, and deployment process. Unfortunately, getting this reliably set up isn't always as easy as it should be. I'm Jonathan Carter, and in this video, I will show you how Visual Studio Team Services helps you quickly set up and maintain a mobile DevOps solution that lets you focus more on your app and less on your automation. Visual Studio Team Services makes it easy to set up a continuous integration server for your mobile client, regardless if it's built using Objective-C, Java, C#, or even JavaScript. It includes cloud-hosted build machines, so you don't need to worry about installing any software. And we've partnered with Mac and Cloud in order to support your iOS builds as well. Integrations with Xamarin Test Cloud and Perfecto Mobile make it easy to run your automated tests against the breadth of devices your apps support, as well as the extensions for HockeyApp and CodePush that make it simple to ensure your testers and end users are always up to date. Let's see how this looks. Creating your build definition is simple thanks to the provided templates, which can get you started for the various mobile app platforms, including Xamarin, Xcode, as well as Visual Studio-based templates. Your build definition can run based on check-ins from Visual Studio Team Services, GitHub, as well as whichever Git server your team may be using for version control. Once you've created your build definition, the catalog of pre-built tasks makes it simple to compose together a pipeline that is as comprehensive as your needs. Using the Xcode build task, you can easily build and sign your iOS applications. In addition, using the decrypt file task, you can choose to check in encrypted versions of your certificate and/or provisioning profile. That way, you can easily build ad hoc or even store distribution versions of your applications. Using Mac and Cloud, you can easily configure an OS X build agent to your Visual Studio Team Services account. That way, when your Xcode builds ultimately run, you can generate the iOS assets that you need without having to manage your own OS X hardware. Once you've configured your build definition and kicked off a few builds by checking in code to the configured repository, you can check the status of your builds easily to see where they've failed and where they've succeeded. For builds that have failed, you can drill in and see the specific task in the build definition that actually caused the issue. That way, you can easily diagnose what went wrong with your build and then understand how to best diagnose it. The built-in Gradle task allows you to easily build your Android applications, as well as configure the specific Gradle task that you want to run as part of that automated build. In addition, because VS Team Services already provides cloud-hosted Windows build machines, kicking off an Android build is as simple as simply queuing one up. You can easily build your Xamarin applications for Android as well as iOS using the built-in tasks in Visual Studio Team Services. In addition, the Xamarin license task allows you to easily automate the activation and deactivation of your license so that it's only active during the point that your build needs to occur. Finally, the built-in NuGet installer task allows you to restore and acquire any third-party dependencies your Xamarin application may have in order to successfully build your app. Once you've installed the Cordova extension from the new Visual Studio Marketplace, your build definition pipeline will be able to add a new Cordova build task that handles automatically generating the binaries for your application for both Android, iOS, and Windows. In addition to just generating the build, it also has capabilities for handling the signing for each of the three platforms as well, which is great because that tends to be a pretty thorny issue to have to solve. Now, once you're building an application with JavaScript, it's likely that you're also using NPM to pull down dependencies. There's a built-in task to automatically acquire those as part of your build. And finally, it's also pretty common to use Gulp to run unit tests as well as do any compilation of languages like TypeScript or Sass, and the built-in Gulp task automatically helps you ensure that your application is fully built and ready to create your Cordova binaries. Beyond simply automating the build of your application binary, it's also very common to want to run unit tests as well. If those unit tests were published to Visual Studio Team Services, as part of the build success or fail summary, you can also see the results of your tests. If you click into the test results, you can see a breakdown of all of the tests that ran, which ones passed, which ones failed, and you can even open bugs to track any failures that may have occurred during a specific build. Once your app has been built and passed all tests, you can automatically deploy it to testers via HockeyApp using the new HockeyApp extension, which provides a deployment task to automatically submit your APEX, IPA, or APK file from VSTS to your HockeyApp account. That allows you to easily, continuously deliver updates to your testers without having to manually go into the HockeyApp portal to do so. When your app is ready for production, Cordova and React Native developers can automatically publish their JavaScript, HTML, and CSS assets to the CodePush service. This way, beyond simply automating the delivery of updates to your internal testers, you can also automate the delivery of updates to your end users. So as we saw in the demos, no matter how you're building your mobile app, Visual Studio Team Services can help you automate the build, test, and deployment process of your mobile DevOps solution. We hope you check it out. If you want more information on Visual Studio Team Services, CodePush, HockeyApp, or other topics that I discussed, check out the other videos in the resources listed below to go deeper into these areas. Additionally, follow us on Twitter and watch the VS blog in order to stay current on new functionality, as well as new best practices, testimonials, and tips. Thanks for watching the video.